All right. Do you consent to being recorded?
Yes, I do.
And can you introduce yourself?
My name is Emre Muftu, and I am a student at Northeastern University.
Can you state the date and time right now?
It is December 8th, 2020, at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Right. So I just have a few questions for you. Do you think that learning about past pandemics is important to understand the one right now?
Well, obviously, like people always say, like history repeats itself. I don't know that this is true every time, but for sure there are elements sort of that repeat themselves each time. So learning about those elements can kind of help us kind of further understand like why things are so crazy and why maybe like those things aren't so actually crazy, but like they're kind of bound to happen.
Right. And has your perspective changed about COVID since you started taking this class? Like before, was it different, and right now, has it changed?
Yeah, so for sure it's changed. Kind of continuing off my like last point, like in the beginning of COVID and kind of like up until school, I was just like, why is COVID happening? Like this seems like a once in a million year thing, but you kind of eventually realize that it's just kind of normal. Like these things happen throughout history. And then, yeah.
And has this class made you more optimistic or pessimistic about COVID getting better over time?
Well, for COVID, it's made me more pessimistic because I've understood that, the way that things were handled, like, wasn't the best way or the most efficient way, but it's made me more optimistic for the future, and that I think that people are gonna see how like kind of earth-shattering that COVID was, that like something so small could like just like kind of just stop our whole country for like several or like months or years. So I think people are gonna take it more seriously and like stuff like that.
And how do you think the world has dealt with COVID, like the US and the rest of the world? Do you think we could have done better, and why?
So actually something in this class that I wish we learned more about was actually COVID itself and learning how the US handled it versus how the world handled it. So I don't really know how I could, or I don't know how, like, I'm not super educated on the subject, but I think for sure the US could have handled it better. Just, yeah, I feel like any person with an acute understanding of pandemics could know that the way the US handled pandemics wasn't appropriate or smart.
Well, what can we do to prevent the next pandemics whenever it arises?
So I think that we need to have a better global health system, one that communicates with each other accurately and as quickly as possible. We've seen kind of like information delays for COVID, and we've seen vast nationalism. That's kind of scary. So yeah, just like a more global centric point of view in relation to pandemic is
So
how I
just,
see it.
yeah, I got cancer.
Oh, and also food. We need to feed people who don't have food. That's like probably the main thing. people shouldn't be eating wild animals.
And so if we just talk about COVID right now, how do you think we should mitigate it? Like, what can we do right now to stop it or just slow the spread before the vaccine comes out?
I don't know if I have the answers here on this one, but just like people need to keep wearing masks and staying inside and like following guidelines. Like people probably just need to like hunker down for a while, but I don't think that that's going to happen.
And do you think the vaccine is the ultimate solution to the pandemic, or do you think we have to do something in addition to actually like end this thing?
I think a vaccine, I hope that a vaccine would ultimately be the solution to this pandemic. But with that, we also have to just like convince our people to get it, because, you know, about like, I think like less than 60% of the American population would get the vaccine at this stage in its like sort of trial, maybe. So I don't know. I think it like the fight here is more kind of like a, I don't want to say we have to like market the like vaccine to people, but like that's not the right way of phrasing it. But I think we have to do like a, I'm not thinking of the right words right now, but just like a public health push to like make people realize that everybody should take the vaccine.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much.